KJAN Sports.
It's time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school girls golf last night, the Atlantic girls golf team back to the state championships. They qualified for the 3A state tournament as the runner-up in the Storm Lake regional final yesterday. Humboldt won the team title, shooting a 352, but Atlantic placed second at 390. The top two teams qualify for state. Frances Carlson of Humboldt had the low round. She was medalist with an 82. Atlantic had numbers 2 and 3, though, as Alyssa Ginther shot an 85 and Bailey Newell an 87 to play second and third in that meet last night as they advanced to the state meet. Also in Class 3A in a regional held at Carroll, Gilbert and Carroll are the teams that advance, as Gilbert with a 358 and Carroll with a 373. Were both the top two teams to move on. Also, Britta Snyder of Gilbert shot a 71 for the low round in that event last night. Josie Pettit of Carroll also shot a 90 to place fifth. Riley Driscoll of Creston shot 82 to place third in that meet last night. Two teams, three individual girls golfers from the area, qualify for the Class 1A state tournament with their play in the Region 2 final in Atlantic on Monday. Bowyer Valley won the team title, shooting a 413, and IKM Manning shot 422 to take the top two spots. Griswold just a near miss, one stroke back of IKM Manning as they finished with a 423 total in third place in that meet. Jenna Reynolds of Griswold was the medalist, shooting a 90. Sammy Jotty of Cam shot a 90 as well as runner-up medalist. They advanced to state, along with Ronnie Hook of Griswold, who shot a 93 to place fourth in that meet yesterday. In Class 2A girls regional golf play at Mapleton, Unity Christian and Missouri Valley were the top two teams as they advanced to state. Madison Lease of Mo Valley had the low round of 90 yesterday. Also at a meet at Garner in Region 2 in Class 2A, Okoboji and Emmitsburg were the top two teams. And Southeast Valley's Delaney Conrad with a 70 had the low round. Katie Schwiers of Kemper Catholic also advancing to state there with an 86 to play sixth overall. Also in tennis, Shenandoah and Red Oak battled for spots in the girls' team tennis final four Monday in first-round state tennis matches in Class 1A. In the Region 2 in 1A, it was Red Oak falling to Cedar Rapids Xavier 5-4 in a match played at Johnston. Also in Class 1A Region 3, Shenandoah advanced with a 5-0 win over Pella Christian. That match was played in Norwalk, so Shenandoah will advance on to play in the 1A Final Four June 1st in Des Moines. Play beginning at 8:30 that day. The finals will then be played at 2 o'clock that afternoon. Also in sub-state boys team tennis play last night in Class 1A at Kemper Catholic, Lamar's down St. Albert by a score of 5-3, while Spirit Lake Okoboji defeated Denison 5-4. In the state quarterfinals, Lamar's advancing with a 5-3 win over Spirit Lake. Also in 1A play at Norwalk yesterday, Boone defeated Clarinda 5-4. Norwalk down Ballard 5-3. It was Norwalk beating Boone 5-1 in the state quarterfinal round. High school boys soccer took the turn into the postseason yesterday as well. In sub-state play yesterday in Class 1A, in action at Sioux Center, it was Western Christian over Missouri Valley 10-0, and Sioux Center beat Unity Christian 5-1. That's in Substate 1. In Substate 1 at Trainer yesterday, it was West Sioux beating Tri-Center 6-0, and Trainer over MOC Floyd Valley 4-1. In Substate 7 at North Polk, Des Moines Christian beat Panorama 7-1, North Polk over West Central Valley 5-0. In Substate 7, it was Creston over East Sac County 2-0, and Nevada beating Kemper Catholic 3-1. Also in Substate number 8 play yesterday, AHSTW beating Clarinda Academy 11-1. It was Underwood over Atlantic 4-1. Riverside shutting out Logan Magnolia 4-0. And Green County beat St. Albert by a 7-1 final. That's all in Substate number 8 in 1A. In 2A play yesterday in Substate 8, it was Harlan over Glenwood 2-1. Lewis Central beat Carroll 8-0. Perry and Denison will play those winners. Also in Class 3A, Abraham Lincoln beat Des Moines Roosevelt 1-0 in Substate 2. Other Substate 2 action saw Ames beating Thomas Jefferson by a score of 5-2 yesterday. Well, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released its preseason softball rankings yesterday. In Class 1A, Collins Maxwell is top-ranked. Glidden Ralston checks in at number 9. In 2A, Durant is on the top of the poll. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption is ranked number 1. Trainer is in at number 6, while Atlantic starts the season rated number 8 in the 3A poll. In Class 4A, ADM is ranked on top, with Denison number 6, Glenwood at number 15. Class 5A West Des Moines Valley is top ranked to open up the season. In high school girls softball action last night from the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Coon Rapids Bayard beating Cam 5-3, Exira EHK 11-1 over Woodbine. Also around the area in softball, it was ACGC beating Audubon 12-1. Harlan a winner over Underwood in six innings, 15-3. Missouri Valley downing Whiting 17-1. Abraham Lincoln beat St. Albert 7-5. East Union over Orient Maxburg 11-1. And Glidden-Ralston topping Madrid by a score of 9-8. In boys baseball play last night in the Rolling Valley Conference, Coon Rapids Bayard a winner over Cam 2-0. It was Woodbine topping Exira EHK in eight innings, 6-5. West Harrison beat Bowyer Valley 16-1. Also around the area in boys baseball last night, Audubon topping ACGC 11-1. Tri-Center beat Fremont Mills 16-0. Missouri Valley over Whiting 17-1. It was Greene County in eight innings over Nottoway Valley, 5-4. Harlan beat Carroll 10-1. Kemper Catholic, a 1-0 winner over Spirit Lake. Abraham Lincoln beat St. Albert 18-6. Sioux City West over Lewis Central, 8-4. East Union beat Orient Maxburg 10-3. South Central Calhoun over Arweva 10-4. And it was Glidden-Ralston, a 4-2 winner over West Central Valley. That's in boys baseball play from yesterday. In Major League Baseball action last night, it was in the National League, New York beating Washington 5-3, Philadelphia topping Chicago in 10 innings, 5-4, Atlanta beat San Francisco 4-1, San Diego over Arizona 2-1. In American League action, Boston beat Toronto 12-2, Oakland over Cleveland 6-4, New York beat Baltimore 10-7, Texas over Seattle 10-9, Houston beat Chicago 3-0, and Minnesota over Los Angeles 3-1. New York Yankees shortstop Didi Gregorius played five innings of defense and went 2-for-4 with a walk at extended spring training in his first action since Tommy John's surgery October 17th. Playing against Detroit Tigers minor leaguers and in front of Yankees owner Hal Steinbrenner, Gregorius singled twice and cleanly fielded three grounders Monday but had an error for an errant throw to first base. Gregorius is coming back from surgery to a torn ulnar collateral ligament in his right elbow. He appears on track to start a minor league injury rehabilitation assignment in a week or two and then rejoin the Yankees in late June. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller hopes the Big Ten tournament offers his Hawkeyes a fresh start. 2 weeks ago, Iowa appeared to be in position to earn an at-large bid into the NCAA tournament, but five straight losses has the Hawkeyes limping into the postseason with the eighth and final seed in the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, we just got to wipe all those games away. It isn't like we're not competing, and you know, we have a few of our pitchers who are struggling a little bit right now, but we've got some days to get things cleaned up and fixed before we go to the conference tournament, and it's a fresh start, clean slate.
Well, the starting pitchers need to go deeper into games. During their five-game skid, Hawkeye starters were averaging just over 4 1/3 innings per start. Heller says the starters aren't finding the zone with their off-speed pitches, and it's running up their pitch counts. Heller says TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha is a great venue for the conference tournament.
You know, especially for us, you know, with it being so close to home that we get a lot of fan support. And, you know, if we can get on a good roll, it's almost like a home field advantage for us. And of course, the goal of all of us is to get to Omaha and play in the College World Series. And so if you win the tournament and you get on a roll and you end up back there, you kind of got an edge over the rest of the guys who are there because you've already played several times at the park.
Iowa opens late Wednesday afternoon against top-seeded and regular season champion Indiana. We'll have that game for you here on KJAN. 4:30 is the pregame. First pitch at 5 o'clock right here on KJAN. Well, Draymond Green had 18 points, 14 rebounds, and 11 assists, including a key three-pointer in overtime as the Golden State Warriors advanced to the NBA Finals for the fifth straight year with a 119-117 win last night to sweep the Portland Trail Blazers in the Western Conference Finals. The Warriors will face the winner of the Eastern Conference Final between Toronto and Milwaukee. The Bucks lead 2-1 in that series with Game 4 tonight in Canada. University of Iowa senior Kathleen Doyle has earned a spot on the 2019 U.S. Pan American Games women's basketball team roster. Those basketball rosters were announced yesterday. The 12-member team was selected by the USA Basketball Women's Junior National Team Committee. The team members will return to Colorado Springs for training camp July 23rd through August 5th before competing in the women's basketball tournament at the 2019 Pan American Games in August in Lima, Peru. Doyle is the first Hawkeye student-athlete to make the U.S. Pan American team since 1999. She's the fourth Hawkeye to ever make the team. Lisa Bluter led Team USA to a silver medal as the head coach in 2015. Doyle was a first-team All-Big Ten selection this past season, registering single-season career highs in points, three-pointers made, field goals made, and field goal percentage. Doyle led the Hawkeyes in assists, averaging 5.9 per game, a mark that led the Big Ten and ranked 15th nationally. Iowa State women's basketball guard Ashley Jones was named as an alternate for the 2019 USA Women's Under-19 World Cup team. Jones was also an alternate for last year's Under-18 team before being called up and also captaining the team. She was among 30 athletes to receive an invitation to the team trials. And Iowa's placed volleyball coach Bond Szymanski on leave for an unspecified violation of NCAA rules. Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta calls it a significant violation.
A lot of emotions, everything from anger to sadness to have to get to this point. You've all heard us talk about win, graduate, do it right, something we take seriously and something that's very important to me and to us collectively. And clearly in this case, we have an employee who came up short on the do it right part.
Barta says the violation was first reported by a former student athlete. The school has notified the NCAA of the violation, and that investigation is ongoing.
That now will engage the NCAA in their process going forward. The other step that I took, again, as a result of the information I have so far, and consistent with Bond Szymanski's contract, I put him on a 30-day administrative leave.
Barta has named associate head coach Vicki Brown as the interim coach. Szymanski has been the Iowa coach for 5 years and led the Hawkeyes to a 15-16 record this past season. His 2019 recruiting class is ranked 24th nationally, the highest ever for the program. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.